Blog Talk Radio.
Health, finance, mental, physical.
Welcome to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. Health by Design is the radio program of Alpha Health Ministry, which will focus on health education and personal health improvement by covering various health and wellness topics designed to educate, elevate, and inspire people to take control of their health and well-being. This is a Christian radio program which adheres to biblical-based principles designed to promote a healthy spirit, soul, and body. Now welcome your host, Minister Sarette Sands.
Lord, I need thee, oh, I need thee to take away this pain and misery. Cause God, I just can't do this by myself. I need help.
Well, greetings, and welcome, radio listening audience. I'm your host, Sarette Sands. And you know, God wants you whole in every area of your life. I hope you believe that today, beloved. Well, it is so. I am so grateful and excited to be with you today on Saturday, June 11th. I tell you, this is Men's Health Month. Okay, we got to get excited about our men and men's health. I tell you, again, this is Health by Design radio program where we are endeavoring to lift you up in three dimensions of health, spirit, soul, and body. And we thank you for tuning in week by week. I want to ask you to go ahead and ask somebody to dial in, to call in today. We'll make a open up the phone lines and have a discussion. We have some exciting topics that we're bringing to you today. Guests can dial in at 718-508-9457. You just go ahead and tell somebody and dial in today. And we're going to go into our topic today. I just want to let you know that we're going to be bringing you some exciting guests that will be coming on this month. We'll have the men speaking next Saturday. We'll have a very very dynamic, powerful man of God, Evangelist Tony will be on. And we just thank God for what he's doing in this season, because we want to bring you some health tips. Also, please follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and like us on Facebook, and follow us on blogtalkradio.com/AlphaHealth. I see some of you are beginning to join in and chime in. This is a movement in health. It's all about you. It's all about what God is talking, wanting to get through to you, to bring you into fullness, into that new Adam, nothing missing, nothing lacking, complete wholeness, wellness, and health in three dimensions. I tell you, don't you get excited just thinking about it? I'll tell you a little bit about Men's Health Month, and I'll go ahead and tell you a little bit about the subjects that we'll be covering today. And again, you want to call in, and you want to chime in, and you want to just be a part of this. I tell you, you can't really lose. And also, we'll be telling you some more information at the end of the broadcast. We're having some exciting time. We're having some meetings that will be coming up, we're having one on June 27th. It's what we call our wellness team meeting. And we want everybody to come out and get health education information, skill set training, as well as we have some opportunities for you or anyone that's interested to hear what we have available for you. I tell you, we believe in bringing you up in all three dimensions, including in the area of your health and your wealth and well-being. So, again, this month is June, and we're talking about men's health this month. And we'll be bringing you different information. Cause this month is celebrated across the country. You'll have screenings and health fairs, and then you'll see other information that will be going on, health education and activities geared towards improving men's health, as well as this coming Friday, which will be Friday the 18th. We encourage you to go ahead and wear your blue, celebrating of our men, and then that'll be leading you right into Father's Day. So we want to encourage you to go ahead and wear blue on Friday and think about the men and boys and young men in your life. Everybody has somebody, whether it be an uncle, a brother, a nephew, a cousin, a son, or a husband, or a pastor, or anyone that's a man in your life, we want to go ahead and give them a shout out, give them some encouragement this month, because this is their month, and next Sunday is their day. And, of course, the purpose of Men's Health Month is to heighten awareness of preventable health problems and encourage early detection and treatment of disease among men and boys. This month gives health care providers as well as people in the public also encourage our leaders, our ministry leaders as well, because you can begin to look at ways to think about the health and wellness of your congregation. We're there to help. We're always there, you know, on standby to be of assistance, to come out to speak with your organization, to encourage your members, to encourage individuals. And we have, you know, various ways of doing that. And we just want to partner with you in any way that we can and bring health and wellness and wholeness to the community at large. And the response of Men's Health Month is usually pretty well. And, again, there's activities that will be going on locally, nationally, and around the globe. So when we come back, I want to tell you our health topics for today, or our subjects that we're going to cover this day. And we'll go and start and go right into the broadcast. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Welcome back, radio listening audience. I am your host, Red Sands. You know, God wants you whole in every area of your life. And today, we're going to, like, again, this is Men's Health Month. We're talking about various topics. I mean, I tell you, we could go the whole month and not cover it all, but I tell you, that's why I tell you, like, remember a quote from, I don't want to, the man of God, let's just say, can't lose with the stuff I use, but we'll say we can't lose with the stuff we use and then the stuff that we have, the information we have to share with you. I tell you, it's only a win-win. I'm going to talk about a topic today that may be very near and dear to various men that you have in your life, or if you're a man listening, you know, I would like you to even call in, because we understand the topic here. One of the topics we want to cover today, we want to talk a little bit about men and doctors, men and doctors. As we know, there seems to be some sort of a disconnect there. So we want to talk about men and doctors, understanding the disconnect. Why is there seeming to be a disconnect between men and doctors? And, you know, and that is has an impact on health and wellness as well. And so we're going to talk about that. We'll talk a little bit about mental health and well-being, because I believe it's important to add that to our conversation from time to time, as well as it will be a topic that will just hopefully enrich and enlighten everyone in terms of understanding more about that and try to have a positive impact on society and what is happening as we even look at the news and so forth. Another area I want to just, you know, we'll also try to cover a little bit about what the Bible says to encourage the men with a few scriptures and you know, letting them know many of the scriptures, of course, you know, we know that it would be speaking to men and women, but we're going to focus the scripture on men today and encourage our men as best we can. What and why, I guess we might want to say, why is there a seemingly a disconnect when it comes to men and doctors? Men and doctors might often be considered or said that they just don't mix. At least that's what a recent report has shown. According to this report, men are 80% more likely than women to use, according to the report, men are 80% less likely than women to use the regular source of health care, 80% less likely. Another research report indicate that 18 to for those ages of men 18 to 50 they don't even have a regular source of health care, primary care physician, or anyone that they would go to. In fact, one survey revealed that a third of men in that age group, 18 to 50, hadn't had a checkup in more than a year. And 40% had never had their cholesterol checked. Wow. 40% of men in that age group had not even had their cholesterol checked. All right, wake up. Hello, hello, hello. Okay. Now, of course, the truth is that men go to the doctor only when they feel sick or when they feel bad. And sometimes it may have to be as bad as like having an emergency situation before they even go to the doctor. And it's not, you know, that. And that's not, and of course, that's not enough. That's not nearly enough encounters with the health system or your doctor or your primary care doctor. You know, there should be, of course, regularly scheduled medical visits. Medical care is definitely effective in preventing disease states, especially, you know, intervening and causing some sort of intervention when it comes to a disease state such like high blood pressure, heart disease, diabetes. Those are some of our top key areas, of course, prevention of cancer. And those are our top areas where we need to make, there needs to be some turnaround. Of course, you know, many experts in the field believe that the failure of men and doctors to meet a regular basis could be one reason why women live longer than men and why men are more likely to get to die, you know, to get sick and die of serious diseases. So now these are the statistics. Again, we always let you know that we're just the reporters here, and information purposes, we believe that you, wherever you are, whatever moment that you decide to make a difference, to turn it around, to change your atmosphere, to change your behaviors, to change your situation, and follow, you know, instructions, maybe humble down a little bit, men, and just follow instructions given, then that's the moment that things can begin to change for our men. There's a quote that says here that, you know, sometimes a man has been known to say, I don't go to the doctor other than for a real emergency. You know, this is a quote by a young man, a professional man, and he says that, it's too time-consuming. This is a man speaking. Thoughts are that it's too time-consuming, and they really tell me everything I need to know. And, of course, the comment there is that, you know, many men will have that same outlook, okay, and they don't feel that it's necessary. And also men, they often give a lot of reasons why they avoid doctors. You know, sometimes these reasons are bedded into like a, you know, maybe they've been passed down a mindset, you know, what society thinks about men and going to the doctor. Maybe they don't feel as it's very manly to do that. You know, they're used to holding their own, so to speak, toughing it out. You know, I can make it. You know, I'm invincible, that kind of thing. These are things that are dealing, have to be changed. The mindset has to be changed, of course. And, you know, we'll just talk a little bit about dangers, you know, so just drive it on home a little bit. Dangers of not going to the doctor, okay? You know, again, sometimes it's thought that, you know, one of the reasons, some talk about reasons, you know, sometimes most men don't go to the doctor regularly. The reason that they give is that they don't want to take time off, time off of work. And there may be some truth to that. You know, so 12% of men say that they don't have time to go to the doctor. According to another survey about given by the American Academy of Family Physicians, and according to that, most men said that they only go to the doctor when they feel extremely sick. 36% said they only go when they're extremely sick or they're fine. So they're fine and they have no reason to go, 23%. But so in other words, if they're saying that they'll only go, most men, or this survey that was taken, will only go if they're feeling very, very sick or extremely sick. And they will also that they feel fine. So they'll either have the mindset that they won't go unless they're really sick, or I feel okay, so I'm not going to go either. Okay. But the problem is with thinking about that things that way is that as we come to understand, some disease states and things, conditions kind of just creep up on people, like, for example, high cholesterol, high blood pressure. Sometimes you don't get an exact symptom. You don't get, like, you don't really notice that your blood pressure is high. Of course, there's some symptoms, perhaps, you know, sweating or headache or you know, you might feel that, you know, a little dizzy. You know, so you will have some symptoms. But remember, in mild cases or when the blood pressure or the cholesterol is just now starting to go out of the range that you want, you may not get any symptoms. So, and that could put you at a risk of heart attack or stroke. And then even cancers sometimes don't present any telltale signs until they progress later on in later stages. I mean, that's another term we don't like to hear much about. We hear a lot about it. We don't. It's like dread. But here's the thing. We're talking about control of your health, taking authority, taking the initiative, finding out what it is you can do. So just the more you know, you can become informed. Another attitude that men have, what they don't know can hurt them, okay? But that's not necessarily true. What you don't know can, but some people feel, well, if I don't know, it can't affect me. And that's never really true about anything, especially, and it's dangerous often with men's health or anyone's health, but, of course, with men's health. Health is a dangerous attitude. Some other attitudes, I'll be fine. Again, we talked about, you know, unless they're really sick, they don't want to go. They can tough it out. A lot of times, you know, they're waiting for some either real sickness or a strong. Now, by the way, we all know and heard of what we call preventative medicine. So we know that by taking that attitude, that position, or looking at things in that manner, that will not be considered in any way taking any action that would be geared towards preventative or prevention or preventative prevention or preventative health and wellness. So you know, preventative or prevention, you know, areas of that we call preventing diseases from occurring and promoting health and wellness in the area of prevention. So let's just, you know, conclude this little bit of segment of information on by what does the future hold? What are we looking at when it comes to our men? What can we look forward to? Of course, the reason why we're talking about this is because we want to see some things change. We want to promote better health. We want to see a turnaround, okay? Perhaps surprisingly, you know, more women enter medicine, more men may feel going to come to the doctor. That's interesting. We're looking at something where looking into the future. Obviously, you know, the landscape is changing. More women, I guess women are emerging in different areas, but even of course in the medical field, they're becoming more women that are going into those areas. As a matter of fact, some areas are dominated more by women. And the interesting fact is that men may be more comfortable going to a doctor if it's a woman doctor. And that might have something to do with the aspect of looking at it as the fathers may have not gone to the doctor, and then some men also prefer being touched by a woman over being touched by a man. You know, sometimes I guess if a man is examining another man, there might be some discomfort there, or just some apprehension. You know, and again, you know, some of these reasons, rationale may be unfounded, but, you know, whatever the barriers are, you know, just thinking about those and just trying to overcome those barriers so that men can get the help and health care and preventative medicine care that they need. Women, ladies, hello, we can help, okay, ladies, you can help at the home front. According to a survey, 80% of men would go to the doctor if their spouse or significant other told them or asked them to. So if you encourage a man to go to the doctor, get the checkup, get your health checkup, get things checked, then they often will do that. Positive note, attitudes are changing. Younger men may have been raised by parents who did not teach them to ignore pain, or and didn't look at it as it's a sign of manliness, like you're manning up, or you know, like the older generations or prior generations might have felt that you know, man up, take the pain, tough it out. So we're talking about attitudes towards health and wellness, and attitudes towards improving health or becoming more healthy and well. So those are some of the things that go into that thought process. Finally, you know, just to emphasize again, we know that men can and will benefit from regular checkups and screenings and exams for, you know, the screens, some main screens you don't want to be without is your cholesterol screening, your blood sugar, prostate disease, and colon cancer. And, of course, you know, another segment sometimes we'll just discuss that component, colon cancer awareness month. We just open that up and talk all of the details about that. But primarily, a baseline colon cancer screening is due at 50 years old. Sometimes if you have symptoms, constipation, hemorrhoids, certain things that give you discomfort, you might want to just go ahead and get a screening even sooner. You know, the same for women, you know, even in the early 40s, any signs or symptoms of you know, bleeding at the stool, or, you know, just anything that you know, is not your norm, or you have any concern, you know, you talk it with your doctor, and he'll determine. And again, finally, you know, promoting a healthy lifestyle, exercising, eating right, cutting out smoking and drinking, a good nutrition, diet, exercise, and stress reduction. And hey, real men do go to the doctor. And real men should see a doctor. And it is manly. I want to leave you with that thought on that note. Real men do go to the doctor. And real men do get their checkups. So I hope you're enjoying this broadcast today. Radio listening audience, I tell you, this is Health by Design Radio Program. I'm your host, Sarette Sands, and we'll be right back after the announcement from our announcer.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Well, welcome back, radio listening audience. I'm your host, Sarette Sands. You know, God wants you whole in every area of your life. I hope you believe that today, beloved, but it is so. Welcome back to the broadcast. We've been talking about areas that men can do, areas of, we started talking about the disconnect. You know, why is there a disconnect with men and doctors? Okay, so we went through that. I encourage you to listen to the broadcast and share this broadcast with your friends and relatives and just anyone that could benefit from the information shared here, because we want to encourage you, continue to encourage you to take control of your health and well-being. And as I'm coming back to this segment of the broadcast, we'll talk a little bit about the importance of mental health fitness, of mental fitness. And I'm going to try to incorporate a little bit of information about this as often as possible, whenever possible, because I believe that if we can continue to work on our mental health and well-being, the Bible talks about Romans 12, not being conformed to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of our mind. So, you know, mental fitness is just as important as physical health. It shouldn't be neglected, okay? Mental dexterity, exercises, we're not talking about another self-help talk, but we're talking about, you know, positive, you know, if you talk about meditating, you know, meditating on the Word of God, meditating on things that are positive, whatsoever is good, you know, these are the things you think on, whatsoever is good report, think on these things, okay? And, you know, exercises in your life that can help you reap the benefits and have sharper mind and healthier body for years to come. Mental fitness is exactly what it sounds like. Mental fitness is exactly what it sounds like, keeping your brain and emotional health in tip-top shape. Brain and emotional health in tip-top shape. It doesn't necessarily mean training for Brain Olympics or trying to be the best at a spelling bee or having the best IQ, but it just refers to exercises that can help you slow down, decompress, and boost a flagging memory. And so we have to continue to, and of course stress is an important part of that. Talk a little bit about the mind-body connection. And, you know, like I said, we'll continue on this topic, you know, integrating this topic in. It's no surprise that the more you help your body, the more you help your mind. Physical activity increases the flow of oxygen to your brain and increases the amount of endorphins, which are the feel-good chemicals, endorphins, in your brain. For this reason, it is not surprising that people who are in good physical shape also tend to enjoy a higher level of mental agility. I mean that they're sharp, more alert, and so forth, and have a, you know, higher brain functioning. So we encourage you to engage in vigorous workouts to help battle, you know, even if there's depression. Of course, men, you know, get depressed too, and you know, try to get a more positive outlook on life. Maybe read and meditate on the Word of God, encouraging information or things that'll be motivational to you and encourage you. You know, they're also great ways to beat stress you know, because we know, as we know, stress can harm us or harm one physically as well as mentally. Well, I hope you enjoyed so far what we discussed. I want to give you, in the last segment, I want to give you a few scriptures to take with you, encourage you in the Lord, and praying that you're enjoying this broadcast. And continue to listen in week by week. We're going to have some exciting speakers coming on. We're going to hear from the men. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
So welcome back, radio listening audience. We are winding down here, Health by Design Radio Broadcast. I'm your host, Sarette Sands, and you know God wants you whole in every area. And we are going to give you a couple of scriptures we want to leave you with to encourage your heart and hope that you'll meditate on these scriptures and be blessed and be made whole. Psalm 1:1-6 says, Psalm 1:1-6, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by the streams of the water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. All that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like a chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sit in the seat of the congregation of the righteousness. Psalm 119:9-16. How can a man keep his way pure? By guarding his heart to your word. With my whole heart, I will seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. I have stored up your word in my heart. Hallelujah. And I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips, I declare all the rules of your mouth. I declare all your words and your rules. So, radio listening audience, we're so glad you tuned in this week. We hope that something we said have been encouraging to you. And again, you know, God wants you whole in every area. Please join in and tune in next week as we bring you some wonderful, exciting guests in the Lord. We're talking to the men. Enjoy your day.
Thank you for tuning in to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. We pray that this program has ministered to your spirit, soul, and body. If you would like more information about this radio program or would like to request Minister Sands for speaking engagements, call 954-292-4891. If you would like more information about products or services offered by Alpha Health Ministries, visit our website at alphahealthrx.com. Again, that's alphahealthrx.com. And remember, Alpha Health would love to partner with you. So if you have products or services that you feel would benefit our listening audience, please don't hesitate to give us a call. And let us leave you with this final thought, 3 John 1:2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers.